If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Crowded beaches on Memorial Day weekend.
I wasn't expecting this much people, but I think people just need that kind of like release and that freedom.
New COVID-19 restrictions on travel from Brazil.
Just like we did with the UK and Europe and China.
Hong Kong protests against China's proposed national security law.
Riot police squads fired multiple rounds of tear gas.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. From Central Florida to California, the beaches have been packed for the holiday weekend, with many beachgoers ignoring social distancing rules to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
For some, on Memorial Day weekend, in the era of COVID-19, the virus was the last thing on their mind.
I'm not too, like, worried about the whole corona COVID thing.
At many beaches and lakes in California, in Florida, and other locations, one thing often seemed to be missing.
I see a lot of people and I don't see any masks, except for on the press and the first responders.
This woman talked about divine protection.
I believe God's got me.
The large number of beachgoers in San Diego caught some off guard.
Having this many people out kind of took me by surprise.
And for some, like this sheriff in Florida, it was frustrating.
We got slammed. Disney's closed. Universal's closed. So where did everybody come? Everybody came to the beach.
Now comes the wait. Will there be spikes in COVID-19 cases?
The ad war between Donald Trump and Joe Biden has turned up a notch after some controversial comments and a game of golf. More from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
President Trump's decision to hit the links this weekend is the focus of a new Joe Biden attack app. The president shot back last night, tweeting that it was exercise. And while Biden and Democrats try to keep the focus on Mr. Trump's handling of the coronavirus, he's trying to focus instead on something Biden said Friday on The Breakfast Club, an influential radio show.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Biden later walked back the comments during a call with black business leaders, saying he doesn't take black voters for granted.
I shouldn't have been such a wise guy. I shouldn't have been so cavalier.
He's bred in just as talented as white kids.
The Trump campaign quickly produced online attack ads targeted at black voters.
And you ain't black.
And it's now selling $30 t-shirts emblazoned with Biden's comment.
As cases continue to rise here, later this week, the White House will ban foreign nationals traveling from Brazil, which has become an epicenter for COVID-19. Here's correspondent Paula Reed.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told Face the Nation that he hopes the restrictions won't be in place for long.
We hope that'll be temporary, but because of the situation in Brazil, we're going to take every step necessary to protect the American people.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro has downplayed the severity of the virus and just this weekend mingled with anti-lockdown protesters in the nation's capital. As of this weekend, Brazil had over 360,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, second only to the United States.
In Europe, life has more of a sense of normalcy than it's had in a long time. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Greeks can go back to the beach with foreign tourists welcomed back next month. In Spain, more shops and beaches and some museums have reopened today. And Amsterdam restaurants seating customers in self-contained glass booths with waiters serving food from long wooden planks.
People can still share the space and share food together.
France just recorded its lowest number of new COVID cases. And in Britain,
got face masks.
Teachers preparing for kids to start returning next week. Children of essential workers have been studying while social distancing throughout.
It's very different, but yeah, it's something that you just have to get used to doing.
Life returning not to normal, but the new normal. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
China says it'll take action if the U.S. tries to undermine a new and controversial national security law that sparked huge protests over the weekend. CBS's Remy Innocencio has more from Hong Kong.
Pops of tear gas rifles echoed in Hong Kong streets, sending pro-democracy protesters running for cover. Riot Police warned they would deploy force and followed through with water cannon and nearly 200 arrests. The outrage, a rejection of China's intent to impose new national security laws on the city, banning treason, subversion, and terrorism. Critics say the legislation aims at undermining the massive protests, both peaceful and violent, that rocked the city for much of 2019.
Benjamin Netanyahu has become the first sitting prime minister to go on trial in Israel. He faces corruption charges, including bribery and fraud. Netanyahu claims that law enforcement and political opponents just want him out of office. He may not have been a household name, but here at CBS News, Bill Small was a legend, leading our Washington bureau during the Vietnam and Watergate eras. His family says Small has died at age 93 from natural causes. It hasn't happened in nearly 9 years, but if all goes as planned on Wednesday,
we are going to launch American astronauts on American rockets for the first time since the retirement of the space shuttles. We're all very excited about it.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken are ready to fly the SpaceX Crew Dragon to the International Space Station. It'll be the first privately owned and operated ship to take humans into orbit, and again, the first U.S. human space flight launch from here in Florida since the shuttles retired back in 2011. Right now, the forecast is iffy for Wednesday's launch from the Cape. Our series on A Century of Radio continues with a look at how radio has changed with the times. Here's CBS's Sam Litzinger.
Celebrating a century of sound. By the 1950s, radio was starting to, well, if not collapse, deflate. The golden era just wasn't so bright anymore.
How's the picture?
Sharp. Clear.
TV was becoming the family focus, and those old living room radio sets were starting to gather dust. But radio was resilient. For one thing, it got small.
Tiny blue transistor radio.
And the Sony TR-63 in 1957 meant teenagers could now take their music with them anywhere. And that music was rock and roll.
Coming to you WHBQ in Memphis, Tennessee.
Born through a party in the county jail.
Radio programmers began experimenting with drive times, those parts of the day when people were driving to and from work. They were almost literally a captive audience. Just when radio looked like it was about to go the way of the telegraph, it reinvented itself and thrived. For CBS News and the National Press Club, I'm Sam Litzinger.
A reminder that as we celebrate this holiday, it's not Happy Memorial Day, and it's much more than a day off from work or school. Here's Steve Kathan.
Memorial Day has traditionally been a time to head to the beach, shop sales,
save up to 35% with major appliances,
and watch parades down Main Street. But retired Master Sergeant Terrence Hayes, who saw action in Iraq, wants us all to remember why this is a national holiday.
And that's the day that we memorialize, we honor, and we pay our respects to the men and women who served this country and unfortunately sacrificed their lives.
And Hayes, who was a spokesman for the VFW, requests,
we just ask that folks just take a pause and remember those men and women who aren't here today.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, May 25th, 2020. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.